Now, I'm delighted to welcome to the Monday edition of Northside Today, Anne Giannocchi, the Deputy CEO of Uncosan. Anne, good morning and lovely to talk to you.
Good morning, Tony.
And as well, before we start, sincere apologies. We should have spoken to Uncosan a long time ago, but between lockdown and everything else, we didn't get a chance to get a catch-up with you. And maybe, Anne, we might start our little chat this morning if you could tell us maybe a little bit about the organisation and what it does.
Okay, so we have adult community education. So we run courses ranging from access education, so like women and wellness, personal development, literacy support, English for speakers of other languages, right up to QQI accredited programs, level 5 and 6. And then we also have some degree programs. So we have four full degree programs and a number of different modules that people could take. So that's on the NFQ level 7. And we have a partnership with IT Carlo to run those degree programs.
And of course, one of the most famous graduates of Uncosan, and there have been many, but in the public eye at the moment, is Senator Lynn Ruane, who came through the programme there, and I know is a huge advocate and a massive help to you there in your current positions.
Yeah, Lynn started with us, it was a number of years ago now. Her child was quite young, and she's just turned 21. So, Lynn did her two-year young women's programme, and she done really well from it, but she gained a lot, but we learned a lot from Lynn as well, and she is a great advocate now, as you say,
and
in the Senate.
Tell me this, Anne, no more than every other organisation, I am presuming that COVID and the COVID lockdown and restrictions, you had to think outside the box and come up with new ways of doing what you do so well.
We did. As I say, we have a lot of adult education programs, but we also have 7 different early year centres, in 3 in Talla, and 3 in Cabra, and 1 in Whitehall on the north side. Now, we couldn't open them until a certain point when the government gave go ahead, but with our adult education programs, we were able to put most of those online because we already offered online, either blended or online learning in Talla and across the whole country. So we were kind of ahead of the game that way. So we had a number of programs already running online, and then the ones that were face-to-face, we were able to get them online as well. Within a couple of weeks, we had them all online.
And you mentioned...
Now, not everyone could take part because, you know, a lot of people need a lot of wraparound supports that do our programs. So a lot of people would use their early year services, for example. So there was some people that couldn't engage, but we kept in touch with them anyway. And then a lot of people just got on with their programs online. In some cases, we had to give laptops or give other supports just to keep people engaged, you know, people that were struggling.
You mentioned there, Anne, as well, that you've had a lot of collaborations north of the Liffey, and I know there was one, was it Whitehall, I think there was one that you collaborated with, and you mentioned Cabra there as well, and I think you have done some work with the Dublin North West Partnership, which is based in Finglas and Cabra and Ballymun there. So, I mean,
they're all our adult education community partners. Our services in Whitehall and Cabra are our own early year services, so we run them there for children up to 4 or 5 years of age. And then the groups, the organisations which we work with are, the North West Partnership, Finglas Centre, DCU, Finglas GC, or CDETB, among others, and with programmes like that all around the country. We work with organisations like that around the country.
And is it very important, Anne, that you link into all these other groups? Because I imagine that the ethos behind Uncosan is to get into communities and maybe reach out and help the people who otherwise would never be able to benefit from further education.
Yeah, so that's their whole aim. It's to support people that, for one reason or another, can't, you know, want to get back into education, but there's barriers up that they can't do that. So, you know, we, as you know, we started in Talla a number of years ago. We're 35 years old this year. We're going to have a celebration in September. And we've always successfully run programs here in Talla. And then I think it was about 5 or 6 years ago, we branched out and started running programs all around the country. But it's always, we're always trying to reach people that there's barriers up. They know they've something to offer. They want to get back in and upskill themselves. And, you know, there's barriers against us. So we can put on study support, sort of maybe mentoring. We have a full counselling service. So we have 10 fully trained counsellors, and all through the pandemic, the shutdown, we were often counselling either through Zoom or over the telephone. Yeah, so we work hard at trying to reach people and making our courses really accessible for everyone.
And I mean, you know, no more than myself, Anne, it must make you, I suppose, sad and angry, maybe in equal measures, when we see statistics and figures being released showing that people in underprivileged or deprived areas, the amount of them, the percentage of them who actually go on to third or higher level education is nowhere near that of people in privileged areas and wealthier parts of the city and indeed the country.
Yeah, it is. I think, you know, it's, you know, there's a lot of reasons for that, and thankfully that is getting a little bit better. You know, you can see it around here in Talla. You know, a number of years ago, you know, parents would struggle to get their children maybe to do the Leaving Cert or the Junior Cert, and, you know, be hard work getting them to stay on for Leaving Cert. But you do see, you know, changes to that now, and people are going on to, you know, express an interest in going on to college as well. But there is still a number of people, as you say, where it's much harder for them to go on and to stay in education and to go on for all different reasons.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, I mean, look, there's no point in saying one thing and thinking another. And like, the areas of society which was hit hardest by the pandemic, it's no coincidence that they were also the areas in society which were struggling prior to the pandemic. So, I mean,
absolutely,
they're knocked back another little bit again because of that. I note, Anne, that you are also involved in the EU Erasmus programme.
Yeah, over the years, we've done a few Erasmus programmes. We finished one last year, an early years Erasmus programme with Marino College on the north side. And now we're taking part in one. It's a fatherhood project. So what we're doing is we've done some research looking at the needs of young fathers between the age of 18 and 30 years old to provide maybe training and support in their role as parents. And it's whatever they identify, you know. So we're going to be doing questionnaires soon. So we're working with a number of partners in England, Spain, Greece and Iceland. And we're going to be reaching out to young fathers of that age or community organisations that support young fathers to invite them to take part in a survey, just to look at what their needs are to really be able to play a positive role in their child's upbringing.
Now, I know that's going on at the moment. There's, for want of a better word, I suppose, recruitment going on, and there's deadlines for that. And I think the second one is the 23rd of July. And you were advising people to join up. Or sorry, no, that's a different program that you're running. But
for our higher education programs that will start in September coming, we're currently open for applications. So our round two deadline is 23rd of July. But if anyone is interested, just get in touch with us, and we can send them out the information on those programs, and then we're going to start recruitment for our access and further education programs as well. And we'll run a couple of programs, special needs assistant, QQI level 5 and 6 over the summer. So there's still places on those programs if people are interested and want to get in touch with us.
You've kind of half answered my next question, Anne, because what I was going to say to you is, as we sit here at just gone 11 o'clock on the last day of May, what projects and plans have you got for the remainder of the year on Cossan?
Okay, so at the moment we're working hard to get people through the courses that they're currently signed up for, and some programs will finish now in June and some will run a little bit into July. All our early year services will continue until the end of June, and some of them will run in July as well. And then we start getting ready for September. So all the programs start up again in September. So we've personal, professional development, community development, leadership, addiction studies, different parenting programs, different wellness programs. So a huge range of programs. And then over the summer, we do hope to run the special needs assistance, QQI level 5 and 6, as I said, and that should be in July and August. But the whole round of programs start again in September.
And hopefully, he said, with his fingers crossed, with restrictions easing, it might ease the burden on you as well and make life a little bit easier for you, Anne, because having spoken to Marie and having been out there and having done interviews in relation to the work you do over the years, I don't think enough thanks can be given to you and your team out there in on Cossan. So in case nobody ever said it to you, Anne, thank you for everything you're doing.
Oh, sure. We love the people we work with. They just, you know, a lot of times, Donny, people just need a bit of support and encouragement and some opportunities put their way, and they can take those opportunities and blossom and fly with them and get to where they want to go. So it's just often just a step up that they need, that bit of support and a little push, and they can fly then.
Yeah, it's like the old saying, a hand up, not a hand out.
Exactly, yeah.
And on
our early year services, you know, we take babies from 3 months right up to, not in all our services, but in some of our services we take babies that young. We have the early years programme in all of our 7 services. And again, you know, we have a great curriculum there, the high school curriculum, and we see children development all through the year, and it's great to watch and to observe.
Yeah, and it makes everything worthwhile when you see somebody, you know, coming in, we'll say, in the raw, and you can see them developing and you can see them improving and you can see the mist disappearing from around them and the way their perception of the world and things in it change as a result of the benefit of education, because it is definitely, it's a proven fact, whether you believe in science or not, education is the way forward, and it is the way out of whatever predicament you find yourself in.
Absolutely. And a lot of time, you know, people would have very low self-belief, very low confidence coming in. And when they see they're achieving and see what they can do when they get the opportunity and they buckle down to it, you know, they end up saying, okay, what's next, when they've finished their course, you know. So it's great to see that. And definitely it's great to see when they come out of the, you know, go in to take on another program or go into a job, maybe in some cases, or go on to higher education. So there's great opportunities here, and you know, we try and meet the needs of, you know, whatever is going on for a person, whether it's extra study skills they need, whether it's a bit of mentoring to help them along with their program, whether it's childcare, whether it's counselling, whatever they need. We try and put all the supports in place to keep them in their education programme and to keep them, you know, to get them right through and have a very positive experience while they're in the programme.
Anne Janocki, Deputy CEO of An Cossan, and thank you so much, number one, for joining me this morning. But I think, in reality, more importantly, thank you so much to both you and your team out there in An Cossan for all the work you do for people. And I can guarantee you, as somebody who has spoken to people who have benefited from it, no amount of thanks would be sufficient. Anne, lovely to talk to you. Best of luck, and thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you a lot. Thank you, Donnie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.